Squeaks. Tell them about the thing. Tell them about it.
Okay. Well, he sucks at his fucking job, Squeaks. This is why no one wants to hire you. Anyway, last night we did a really, really funny episode of Deep Fat Fried. It was about the worst places in the world. Companion piece to our episode on the worst places in America. We had Stevie here, and it was a really fun episode, and we had a lot of fun. So here's the clip. If you like it, become a patron to see the whole thing. That's pretty much how it works. All right. And I put a bunch of other stuff on our Patreon today, too. Like, you know, we got a... I put up the Abandoned Hope I did, like, at the beginning of the month that a bunch of people were wanting and stuff. I put that up there. And I also put up a new commentary on a film called Bad Ben. And we're going to put up the Dank Dungeons, Drunken Dragons. That's going to be tonight or tomorrow, probably tonight, hopefully, you know, all things... Going smooth, and that's pretty much it. And thank you guys for checking out this clip, which I'm about to show you. And once again, if you like it, Patreon. Yeah, so that's how that works. Bye bye. This is just a little guessing game. It's no big deal. So, Captain Planet, he's a hero.
So
gonna take pollution down to
most
zero.
Most polluted cities.
What's so the most polluted?
Okay.
So that's a multiple choice. I'm gonna guess.
All right.
Okay. A. Beijing, China.
Okay.
Ching, chang, chong, ping, pang, pong.
So,
ching, chang, chong,
so you guys,
ping,
so,
pong.
Shit. Yeah, just so you guys know, every time I mention one of these cities, she's going to do a racist joke. Canberra, India.
Thank you. Come again.
Mumbai, India.
Thank you. Come again.
B is Canberra, India. C is Mumbai, India. And D is Mexico City.
Paul, do a racist
in beautiful
Mexican
Mexico.
Voice. You're better.
Hey, what up, vato? Como esta, homie? What up?
Yeah, there you go. So, so once again, the options for you guys: most polluted city, Beijing, China; Kanpur, India; Mumbai, India; Mexico City, Mexico.
Okay, I know what I'm going to choose. I'm going to definitely go with B.
Okay. Stevie says B. Kanpur, India.
Kanpur.
I'm going to go with Beijing.
Camper.
Beijing, and the first point goes to
Stevie.
Oh, get out of here. This is rigged. You guys shared the answers with your brother. I see this. I see this happening.
Stevie,
conspiracy
of
blood.
Stevie's smarter than Paul. Stevie's smarter than Paul.
I just chose B.
Damn, he's smarter than Paul.
I
so,
disagree.
We don't have Google Maps of these places because a lot of them didn't even have it. I think we have Google Maps of a few of them. But,
so this is
a picture of Kanpur, I guess.
This is when a building collapsed in Kanpur.
Yeah, so that, you know, which is a daily occurrence there.
Daily?
That's the happiest part of our day is the daily collapse.
So tell them a little about Kanpur, Ender, Scotty.
So it's a city in northern India, and actually, its annual PM2.5 level, which is a...
What the fuck is that, Scotty?
It's a measure of air quality, is 173...
Explain it to me scientifically.
I can't. Micrograms per cubic
meter. So you don't even know what
the
fuck you're talking about. I thought you were supposed to do research for this episode, Scotty.
I did, TJ.
Well, you can't even tell me what the PM5 fucking scale is all about.
PM2.5.
PM2.5.
Hey, TJ, how about you run the show, bud?
How about you run your fucking mouth?
That's my job.
Yeah,
I'll
you're
do
right.
that.
Go
that,
ahead. Go ahead and do it, Paul.
International organizations use to monitor air quality, TJ.
Okay.
I don't understand the science behind it, but yep. Doesn't mean it's not valid. Far higher than the World Health Organization's recommendation of no more than 10 mcg per cubic meter. So 173 versus 10, which is supposed to be no
damn.
Higher.
Holy shit.
I think we can all understand that. Like, if these were DBZ characters, you know, and a fucking power level of 10's going up a power level 173, power level 173 going to fuck that shit up.
True.
It should mean people are breathing super.
So the air quality is dog shit.
In fact, 9 out of 10 of the most polluted cities in the world are in India.
Why?
Yeah, that's
why?
Yeah, why?
That's not surprising.
They have a massive population. There's constantly
they're
dumping
rapidly
stuff.
Industrializing.
Yeah. Dude, just look at, I mean, look, like, one, their infrastructure is crumbling under the fucking fold. I mean, India is going to be the most populous country in the world soon. They don't have adequate resources for that. They don't.
So more populous than China, even?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. More populous than even China.
China's like trying to put measures against like.
China has a rapidly aging population, too, similar to the U.S. and other developed nations.
And Japan.
Japan is the most advanced. So, dude, if you look at India, though, it's like its rivers are polluted. There's not really the same. There's kind of the same culture. Like before the 60s and 70s kind of Greenpeace kind of movement where people actually started giving a shit about the environment. Americans were very similar. They would just dump their trash wherever. And a lot of people in these countries are poor. So they're just going to dump their shit wherever. They're going to dump shit and piss. They're going to get those kinds of diseases like polio.
So is it from
dysentery?
Is it just from lack of infrastructure, or is it just people don't give a fuck? Like there's not really that big anti-pollution.
Isn't apathy always
education?
A part in pollution? It's just like, get rid of it. I don't want to look at it.
Well, they're not really getting rid of it if it's just all tossed in the river. You know?
Well, yeah.
Look, Sanjay.
But it's not yours.
Someone else's problem.
Sanjay, the bank, it collapsed. Oh, how lucky the people that were inside are that they do not have to breathe the filthy, disgusting, putrid air of Cambo, India, or wherever we are. Oh, every breath is a pain.
That's more images.
You got a runner-up or something, right? Oh, there's another image. Is this also... Kambul.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
they're
man.
They're both very similar, so I didn't bother pulling the runner up because they're both in India.
I see a thing that says runner up. It says this is Farabad. Farababad?
Which is just behind it. It's actually
172.
Yeah, it's 172 micrograms per cubic meter.
I mean, this doesn't look too bad. It's a little foggy morning. It's a little brisk outside.
A little smog, Paul.
Fog.
Nothing better to refresh
fog looks
your
like,
day.
You know?
That's actually smog.
It happens sometimes,
nothing
you know?
Nothing better to refresh you.
Looks pretty clean there.
Breathe deep. The beauty.
I wish I could just get away with playing the Tim Curry fucking pollution song where he's like getting aroused by pollution
like
and shit.
Yeah,
it's like
what is it? What's it?
I don't
it
know.
Go?
He's like toxic love.
That's actually pretty good.
He's like boiling slime, acid rain. He's getting like he's orgasming to it. He's like fucking
sick. Really
I always wanted to see Nexus or Texas or whatever the fuck his name is from that movie, Fight Captain Planet, dude.
Oh.
This is the fucking ultimate crossover right
Wait
there.
A minute. You're talking about it.
Fern Gully.
The fucking Tim Curry played the villain in Fern Gully.
Oh, okay.
And he sings this fucking song where he sounds like he's going to come in every word he sings.
Yeah, I haven't seen Fern Gully because I'm not a faggot, so.
Well, I mean, whatever.
What? Fern Gully.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a terrible not really. Movie, but not really. Tim Curry singing a fucking orgasm song about pollution is pretty
Dude,
cool.
Dude, Paul, you would love it. Just look at that part
All
of
right,
YouTube.
I'll look up that part.
You can actually watch Tim Curry singing the song. Like, there's a studio video of him doing it. He even talks about, there's a line, it didn't end up in the movie, but he sings a line in the song about how it makes him horny. Like, he literally is like, makes me that special kind of horny.
I think you can actually listen to that version
That's pretty
on the
hot.
Soundtrack or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a pollution fetish.
Damn, Stevie knew about that line. That was kind of weird. He's like, yeah.
Stevie is a fucking
special edition
line. How many times you watched Fern Gully, Stevie? You're jerking off to
okay.
Krista, right? The fairy bitch in there.
You guys actually watched me watch Fern Gully. I don't even remember most of Fern Gully except for that tar dude.
The tar dude?
The strong tar dude.
Is that some kind of racial slur?
Whoa, dude. Stevie wants
like
a tar man, dude.
Tim Curry's character. You called him like Nexus.
Hexus. I think it's Hexus.
Hexus.
Or Nexus. Or
Hexus,
Texas,
Nexus.
Or Lexus.
He like comes out of a fucking tree or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they trapped him in the big ass tree and then they cut the fucking stupid ass humans cut down the tree and release him.
Oh.
And then he fucking begins his reign of pollution. Why do I know? I don't
See,
know why.
See, you guys are like
it.
Saying how many times have I watched
yeah,
Fern Gully?
Yeah, dude, it sounds like you're the Fern Gully lover.
Oh, Fern Gully!
You even knew the hot one to make fun of Stevie, but he doesn't even remember it. Dude, you're the one jerking off to the fairy bitch in Fern Gully.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that. That's true. That's true.
He knows more about it
I got
than
a
me.
Small
that's
dick,
bullshit.
You know, but to that fairy bitch, she's only like this tall. It'd be huge to her.
That's what it's all about, dude.
You know? I'd be stretching her out.
So you finally
She'll
wouldn't
be like,
feel inadequate, TJ?
She'd be like my little fleshlight. I don't know. Sorry, did this get derailed a little? Let's go back into things.
Yeah. So, TJ, how do you feel about your Faza?
What?
Your Faza.
Your Faza.
Faza?
Your Faza, TJ.
Faza?
Your Faza, TJ.
The fuck is a Faza?
Oh my God, are we really recycling this joke, dude?
We are, dude.
Recycling it from what? I don't even understand it.
It's from like fucking didn't this happen in a fucking not Ace Ventura. Fucking
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah.
I didn't know.
Your Faja and your Maja. I'm gold member. I like gold.
I remember that now that you mention it. Dude, maybe I was channeling it.
I don't know. What's going on?
What's a Faja?
So, what's the next category, Scotty? Killer cities?
What does that mean? Killer city?
What does killer cities mean?
Oh, shit.
That's it's a killer place killer. To go, dude. But
so it's most dangerous?
Literally, dude.
So like killer food and killer beaches,
no,
killer bees.
Literally.
Killer bees.
Literally, all right,
so here's you guys' options, okay?
What?
Most dangerous city.
Oh, most dangerous okay. most fucking city, bitch.
Well, isn't it this one?
No.
Just the air is trying to poison you there.
Buildings are falling on you and shit.
Most polluted, Paul.
No.
A little bit different.
Nah.
All right.
Yeah. Like violent dangerous. Activities. Violent.
Most okay, dangerous.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, tell us what do you mean by dangerous, Scott? Are you talking about just violence?
Like somebody getting stabbed and shot?
Well, this is the most dangerous city. So, homicides.
Homicides.
Okay.
All right, gotcha.
These categories are not well defined, Scotty. Shoddily researched episode. 2 out of 10. Killer cities. A. Istanbul, Turkey.
Okay.
B. Los Cabos, Mexico.
Okay.
C. Guatemala City, Guatemala.
Oh.
D. Davao? I don't know. City in Philippines.
I happen to know the answer to this one.
My old coworker was from Guatemala. And he'd talk about how bad it was, so I'm going to go with C, Guatemala.
So Stevie buzzed in for C, Guatemala.
I'm going to go
Guacamole.
I'm going to go with Mexico.
Which one?
Because I know Los Cabos.
Los Cabos.
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty good stuff, huh? You know, maybe, you know, you like it, you sign up for the fucking Patreon. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know! I don't know anymore. You know, but I'm just thinking, you know, Patreon, it's there. You can sign up for it. I don't fucking know. It's just, you know, it's a thing you could do.